AP News. I'm Ed Donahue.
This bill represents a historic victory for the American people.
The House has given final approval on a massive $1.9 trillion coronavirus economic relief bill. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
For a nation that spent a year reeling from the pandemic's devastation,
help is on the way.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi, moments before the House voted on and then passed the bill.
One of the most transformative that I have seen in my over 30 years in the Congress.
From sending direct payments to most Americans to providing billions for small businesses, schools, and vaccination efforts. But Republican leader Kevin McCarthy blasts it as a bloated liberal wish list.
Let's be clear. This isn't a rescue bill. It isn't a relief bill.
It's a major win for President Biden, whom the White House says will sign the bill Friday. Sagar Magani, Washington.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says there is encouraging news on the coronavirus.
The recent plateau of cases may be again starting to trend downward.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says best estimates when enough people are immune to end the outbreak range between 70% and 85% of the population, a figure expected to be reached by late summer or early fall. The Texas Rangers could have a full house when they open the Major League Baseball season at their new ballpark. With restrictions lifted by the state, the Rangers are the first team in line to get back to full capacity. Texas lifted many restrictions starting today, including wearing a mask. J.J. Holly is with the Woodland Area Chamber of Commerce near Houston.
Each person has their right to make their own decision, and we should all respect that and be nice to each other.
The Senate has approved Merrick Garland's nomination for Attorney General. An expert on Georgia racketeering law was sworn in to help the prosecutor who's investigating potential efforts by former President Donald Trump and others to influence last year's general election. This is AP News. Riot police in Myanmar fired tear gas to break up a coup protest.
Video shows tear gas rising and billowing as protesters disperse. There were also reports of the use of rubber bullets, although no injuries have been confirmed. Earlier, a march got underway with protesters chanting for the end of military rule. Also, Myanmar's security forces raided a neighbourhood in the country's largest city that's home to state railway workers who've gone on strike alongside other worker groups. I'm Charles Diladesma.
The Transportation Department granted approval for a new airline led by David Neilman, who started JetBlue Airways 2 decades ago. Breeze Aviation Group has 1 year to begin flights using up to 22 planes. Breeze will be headquartered in Darien, Connecticut, outside New York City, while flight operations will be based in Salt Lake City. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.